Hi everyone, happy Friday. I wanted to give you the updates for next week, our last week before spring break, and just kind of go over what we'll be doing before we go on break. So a few announcements first. As you now know, our jogathon was rescheduled from this past Wednesday to Wednesday, April 8th. So that's the first Wednesday that we get back from spring break, and that means that we are still collecting pledges and donations. So if you haven't had the opportunity to do that, please feel free to continue to get those pledges in. Our PTA does such amazing things for our students, and it's always an amazing way to thank them by supporting them. Our panoramic picture day has been rescheduled. We do not have the new date or information, but as soon as we do have that, we will send that out. I wanted to take a minute to remind you of the school schedule change that Mr. Battenfield sent out yesterday. So you should have received an email from him regarding this change. Monday, March 16th is our regular schedule. We'll have dismissal at 2:32. And then next Tuesday through Friday are all minimum days with dismissal at 1:17 p.m. And that is to allow teachers some time to be trained and prepare for emergency distance learning in the event that we need to do that. At this time, our school is still open. I've loved seeing the kids every day. School still feels really normal, so we're not too worried about it, but we just want to obviously be prepared in the event that that happens. So please do know that dismissal Tuesday through Friday will be at 1:17. Currently, our sixth grade cabaret, which is like a special sixth grade talent show, is scheduled for April 24th. There's a link in the email that I sent out to sign up your child if they are interested in performing something. And then finally, Tuesday, April 7th, which is the Tuesday after we get back from spring break, we have a meeting scheduled with the math department from Irvine Unified School District, who will be coming to Woodbury to discuss the transition to middle school and high school math classes. They'll provide information on accelerated math timelines as well as the placement process. If you want more information, there is a link to the website, or you can come to the meeting. So if you have questions about that, please feel free to join us. It'll be right after school at about 2:45, I think, in the NPR. So we'll send out another reminder, obviously, before the meeting happens. All right, now on to school. In reading, we're going to be wrapping up our unit on the deep study of character. We'll look into studying motifs and themes and how those show up in stories, and then even more how they affect our characters. In Writer's Workshop, we're going to celebrate our work on our literary essays in class, and we'll do some grammar review next week. Unfortunately, we were planning to host a formal writing celebration next Thursday, but in accordance with not holding crowded events, we are going to cancel that formal celebration, which is really sad. We're all very disappointed about it, but if it's possible, we will reschedule it for after spring break. So please be on the lookout for more information, because the work that these writers have been doing is absolutely incredible and absolutely worth celebrating. So we definitely hope to reschedule that celebration. In math, we're going to finish our unit on rational numbers. We'll study shapes on the coordinate plane, common factors and common multiples. We will have our end of unit test next Thursday. In history, we're going to finish our study of ancient India. Kids have already been introduced to the study guide. The test is on Wednesday, so they'll have time to study and work on that in class, and then they will also continue to work on an art project that is inspired by Indian art. In science, we also have a weather assessment next week on Wednesday. So I know it's always a little bit crazy right before a break finishing and wrapping everything up. But the students have already gotten their study guide. They've been working on it. So they should have had a lot of time before each of these assessments to be working on the things that they needed to work on. If you have any questions, you know where to find me. You're welcome to email me anytime. Again, I just want to thank you for all of your support. I absolutely love coming to work every day because of you guys and because of your children. This has been an incredible year, and I am very sad to see it coming to a close. So I just keep reminding the students that I really hope that they're making the most of each day and enjoying every single day they have left at Woodbury, because it is such a special place, and I have felt so incredibly fortunate to be the teacher of this group of students this year. So thank you for all that you're doing at home. I hope you have a great and safe rainy weekend, and we will be back here in the rain next week.